Hello, everyone. Ron and David here, coming to you from our website, astrologynewsreport.com.
Now we look at the upcoming planetary patterns and predictions. What's in store in the heavens for May 25th to June 1st and beyond?
Venus is exactly conjunct K2 on Monday, May 26th, at 3 degrees Aries. Generally, the energies of Venus and K2 are considered incompatible.
Venus is the planet of love, relationship, and pleasure. K2 is considered a mendicant, a monk in Vedic astrology. Obviously, these two significators are contradictory.
The problem can manifest on many different fronts. With the idealism of K2, treaties and agreements are harder to come by. The financial sector could have a hiccup. The entertainment sector could see something unusual or unexpected. And love and romance has its ups and downs.
But thankfully, Venus moves fairly rapidly through the zodiac, so by the end of the week, the danger zone is well passed by.
The new moon will be on Wednesday, May 28th, at 13 degrees Taurus. This marks the beginning of the Hindu lunar month, Jyeshta, named for the nakshatra, the lunar sign, that the full moon falls in on June 12th.
The month of Jyeshta is associated with protection. The word is translated as eldest or most senior. This month is good for dealing with serious issues, taking control, extracting retribution, giving assistance and protection to those who need it.
This new moon is not under the direct influence of any other planet. There are no mitigating factors, so we can deem this lunar month as being unsullied.
Oh boy. Since there's nothing else happening this week, why don't we look ahead a bit to see what else is coming up?
Okay, well, one thing on the horizon is a Mercury retrograde period, which begins June 7th.
Yes, the old bugaboo Mercury retrograde, which tends to screw things up.
Well, actually, this one coming up may not be so bad. Mercury will be in its own sign, Gemini, and accompanied by the great benefic, Jupiter, and not under any malefic influence. So, other than the usual annoyances of having the planet of communication backwards, this Mercury retrograde period is nothing to really worry about.
Well, wait a minute, Ron. Mars will still be in Mercury's other sign, Virgo. By the rule of dispositorship, shouldn't that be something to worry about?
Well, yes, there would be some contamination of Mercury by way of Mars being in the other one of the Mercury-ruled signs, but it's not as bad as the direct aspect on Mercury from Mars, or Mercury associating with Mars.
But still, Mercury retrograde in its own sign, Gemini, would strongly imply screwing up all of Mercury's significations. Gemini is the quintessential air sign. All about ideas and reasons and explanations. If its ruler Mercury is retrograde, this means that information, data, news, reasoning, and explanations would be wrong, at least initially. I guess that media reports would have to be taken with a grain of salt. Maybe a fistful of salt?
That's a good point, David. So we'll have to keep a fistful of salt handy for the coming weeks.
Thanks for visiting AstrologyNewsReport.com. Now on to segment 3 of this week's show.